changes are coming to the very influential FICO score. The Fair Isaac Corporation, which created the FICO score, is making changes to the system that could be helpful to some customers and lower the score for others with, say, higher debt or more loan payments. For more on the changes, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Ted Rosman, credit analyst with Bankrate.com. Thanks very much for talking to us. So how is this going to work?
Basically, the new change is that trended data is being introduced for the first time. So what that means, kind of in layperson's terms, is are you getting better or are you getting worse? If you're the kind of person that is steadily paying down your debt, paying on time, you're doing the right things, it's going to help you. If, on the other hand, you're starting to fall behind, your debts are growing, you may see a lower score under this new initiative.
Why is this change being made?
FICO changes their algorithm every 5 or 6 years, so this is really just a modern course of business, a new software update, kind of like a new iPhone, if you will, for the credit scoring world. I don't think that the average consumer needs to get too in the weeds of what's changing. Really, what's most important is just practice good fundamentals. If you pay your bills on time, keep your debts low, get errors removed from your reports, your score is going to be just fine.
It doesn't sound like that much of a change, really. I mean, because the principles all sound the same.
It is a more subtle change. It's definitely inside baseball for those in the industry. The last big rev, which came out in 2014 and was called FICO 9, that one had more tangible stuff that we could point to, where they deprioritized paid collections and medical debt, and soon thereafter they took out public records like tax liens and library fines, no longer counted against you. That stuff was easier to explain. What's changing today is more under the hood. FICO does say, though, that it's going to be significantly better. They say that credit defaults will fall by anywhere from 9 to 17% under this new formula, so lenders will love hearing that.
Do consumers have much of a chance in negotiating a change in their FICO score?
You definitely do if you have an error, let's say. This is kind of controversial, but there are also credit repair companies that will help you if you have some blemishes on your credit. You know, technically, if it's accurate information, it should stay on there for 7 to 10 years. You need to be careful as a consumer dealing with some of these companies, because while they may offer promises to help, they can also charge high fees and they may not be able to live up to their promises. So I would say, for the most part, just do what you can to pay on time, keep your debts low. That should be most of it for the average person.
And you mentioned some of the other kinds of bills, like medical bills and tax liens and the like. Those don't count as much as, say, your, you know, Saks Fifth Avenue bill?
That's right. And another change that we're seeing starting this year with FICO 10 and 10T is personal loans will have more of an emphasis. And specifically, people who open personal loans as a form of debt consolidation. So maybe you're packaging a bunch of high-rate credit card debt, moving it over to a personal loan. Especially if you continue to run up other credit card balances, that's going to hurt you under this new formula. It's basically closing a loophole that some people kind of shunted credit card debt off to a personal loan but didn't really make progress. So now they're trying to, you know, close that loophole.
But consolidating and not running up new debt is helpful?
That's a good thing, yeah. And it can save you money on interest. It can help your credit score. I recommend balance transfer cards because you can pay no interest for up to 21 months. That can save you a ton of money in interest, and it can help your credit score. You just need to be smart and address the behavioral side also and make progress, even if it involves a side hustle or cutting expenses. It's not just the numbers. It's also the behavior that got you into debt.
Thanks for talking to us. Appreciate it. That's Ted Rosman. He is Bankrate.com's analyst.